From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Pakistani Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif is vowing to intensify counterterrorism operations following Sunday's deadly suicide bombing in the city of Lahore that targeted Christians. At least 72 people, including some 30 children, were killed, along with 300 others wounded in the blast at a crowded park. Mr. Sharif said he would not allow the terrorists to raise their heads again or play with the lives of the people of Pakistan. He said no one can put a dent in our resolve. The Prime Minister visited Lahore Monday, where he chaired a security meeting and visited hospitals where victims of Sunday's attack are being treated. A spokesman for a breakaway faction, the Pakistani Taliban, Jamaat-ul-Ahrar, claimed responsibility for the Easter Sunday bombing, saying it was aimed at Christians. The UN says Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is prepared to restore the UN mission in the disputed Western Sahara to full operation and end a weeks-old spat with Morocco. UN spokesman Stefan Dujarric Monday said the UN chief's one-time use of the word occupation to describe Rabat's annexation of the former Spanish territory was a regrettable misunderstanding.
Nothing he said or did in the course of that trip was meant to offend or express hostility towards the Kingdom of Morocco, which is a valued member of the United Nations. Second, he has not and will not take sides on the issue of Western Sahara.
Dujarric said Mr. Bond's use of the word occupation was spontaneous, a reaction to the harsh conditions under which people live in refugee camps in southern Algeria. Morocco ordered UN civil employees with the Minurso mission out and closed a military liaison office, insisting Mr. Bond was no longer neutral in the dispute. This is VOA News.